We're going to start off this hour with continuing about the Gulf. And what does the oil spill in the Gulf tell us about the president's management style? Glenn Thrush is the senior White House reporter for Politico. He's just completed an in-depth article looking at the highs and lows of the Obama management style. And he joins us right here, right now, live. Mr. Thrush, thanks so much for joining us.
Hi.
So a fascinating story that you have today. Talk to us a little bit about, make this connection between, because the Gulf thing, very difficult, so many different pieces. What are we learning about how President Obama as a manager?
Well, it's interesting. These crises, even ones that are fundamentally out of the control of a president, and the president and his team have said over and over again, and with great justification, that they don't possess the technical expertise to stop this well from leaking. But the way that the president has responded really shows a lot about the way that he deals with crises. He was praised for this sort of cool, even-handed, deliberative approach to the financial crisis and projected that image successfully in his battle against John McCain, who appeared kind of erratic and hot-headed. But that same style and the bones of his management style, having a fairly small team of advisors around him, being an outsider without much experience in Washington, not really having a lot of folks on his team, his inner circle, who have had experience managing the executive branch, a lot of those elements which allowed him to move so swiftly on the financial crisis and even on health care reform have actually come back to bite him a bit on the oil spill.
And we seemed to lurch a little bit where we were upset that, you know, we got tired of the Clinton administration feeling pain, and so we went to somebody who was more, more focused and managed. But it does, the coldness, I think, isn't really touching people right now.
Right. I mean, Maureen Dowd of the New York Times refers to him as President Spock.
Yeah,
I think
right.
That's going a little too far. But I think that's a point that his team has really sort of seized upon in the last couple of days. It's the purpose of his visit to the Gulf on Friday. And it's also, he is going to meet with the families of these 11 folks who were killed on the rig explosion after not going to the funeral. But look, part of the thing here is that his team has been focused on the optics, on the messaging, and I think there really are some significant questions to be asked about his actual management of this crisis. He himself, at this sort of extraordinary press conference about a week ago, admitted to several mistakes, that they took BP's word on the spill for far too long, and that they moved too slowly with reforms of MMS and the Department of the Interior. So Obama himself has sort of thrown up a mea culpa about the way that he's overseen things. Now, the question here is, do they learn, as other presidents, successful presidents have done, to sort of make an adjustment in the way that they're doing business, or do they continue on in this vein and potentially deal with other problems?
And you talk to a bunch of people, and we have the story linked up, and I highly recommend it, but you talk to a professor at the University of Vermont who has studied presidential management issues, and he says that the president is strong on decision-making, but not so great on the implementation, on the follow-through issues.
Yeah, and I think that's sort of a fascinating distinction to be made because, you know, President Obama has been a strong executive. I don't think anyone that I spoke with, including people who criticized him, dispute that. But that executive power has largely been exercised on the legislative front. He has leveraged the financial crisis to undertake an extraordinary legislative agenda. It has been a very difficult one, but it has been successful. That has created a West Wing operation for Obama that is fundamentally different than a lot of recent presidents. I mean, under Bush, you sort of had Karl Rove and Dick Cheney and a real sense of folks who wanted to vest more power in the executive branch of government to really control the levers of the agencies. Very seldom would one get leaks or even any news out of agencies under the Bush administration.
No, people were really afraid to talk in the agencies.
Right, and we had some sense and accusations about manipulation even of Justice Department appointees and the U.S. Attorney scandal. But with Obama, his two principal advisors in the West Wing are David Axelrod, who is essentially a messaging guy, and Rahm Emanuel, who is the master legislative expediter of his time. So you have, and you have no one in the currently in Obama's inner circle who has extensive executive experience either in government or outside of government, which is rather extraordinary. And while it is, I think, irresponsible to sort of say that this decision or this mistake is attributable to his inexperience, I think one has to throw that into the equation.
And you also talked to Paul Bogalia, who is whose name I always mess up, but Obama supporter, clearly worked for the Clinton administration, and he talks about how it's very difficult to find
the right altitude.
Yeah, the right altitude is how he put it. But there's a spectrum here. You don't want to be Jimmy Carter, who, as he notes, was scheduling who's on the White House tennis courts. As on the other end of that spectrum, Ronald Reagan, who didn't know
that people were trading arms for
right hostages. and acknowledged that he didn't want to be involved in the details.
No, and I think I think to a certain extent that is the challenge of figuring out the presidency. And I think in this regard, Obama does clearly have a leg up on some of his predecessors. He seems to understand that one needs to have a hybrid approach to these. And the people that we've talked to over the past weeks talk about this notion of Obama as being an enormously quick study on issues. But he is a guy who tunes in and out. David Plouffe, one of his closest advisors, wrote a book about the campaign, and he himself sort of describes how Obama sometimes seemed to be in focus and out of focus, particularly yeah. during campaign events. And when you talk with people who have dealt with Obama on issues that he is deeply concerned with, for instance, health care reform, his knowledge rivals that of some of his staff. But on other issues, ones that are below his radar, as can be expected, he has not focused on. And I think the criticism from people like James Carville and Bobby Jindal, the governor of Louisiana, is that it took him too long to focus on the spill.
And that seems to be, I mean, even with the undie bomber or whatever we call it, sometimes slow on the uptick, and then once they get focused on it, then he does bring that incredible intelligence that he clearly has to the issue and starts directing it, but sometimes a while to get going.
And that really seems to be, I had another person that didn't include this in the story who described him as like a high-performance sports car. It takes a long time to warm up in the garage, but when he comes up to speed, he can torch anybody. That may be a bit sanguine in this instance, but I mean, that is his characteristic. He's a guy who likes to deliberate. But so far, on the Gulf spill, time was of the essence, at least in terms of the appearances here. Now, we don't know if, in fairness to Obama, we are not sure, and history will largely tell this, whether or not more expeditious work on the part of the federal government would have made a significant
right.
difference. But the folks in the Gulf seem to think so.
Yeah. You also spoke with some folks who didn't want their names attached to things, but it's fascinating to me how you bring this idea of openness and transparency to a management. How do you manage in an open, transparent way, and can you? And yet you still have some folks, even the defense secretary, the treasury secretary at times, who are saying, hey, I don't always know, I don't feel plugged into the decisions that are being made.
Right. Well, Obama likes, Obama likes cabinet secretaries and aides who remind him to some extent of Obama.
Yeah.
People who have a sort of rational approach to decision making, people who take in a lot of information, sort of synthesize it. And he really doesn't have a very intimate relationship with a lot of the members of his cabinet. I mean, there are folks, I've heard of any number of cabinet officials who've privately voiced concern about them being left out of the loop. And I know that at the staff level, chiefs of staffs of cabinet officials are fairly powerful people in this town, and they have from time to time griped about learning of decisions that that pertain to their agency that that they hear about it when it's done.
Yeah. One of the things that has seemed like a bit of a change is the way that people, multi-agencies, will come together and focus on issues, and we're even seeing it to some degree with the Gulf, where it's not just the Coast Guard, it's EPA, and they all have to work together, which has always been a little bit of a challenge for federal agencies. Are you seeing that at all come through, and do people talk about that at all?
Well, I think things are, that's a great question. I think things are really sifting out in that direction. But remember, this seems to be really the management challenge of our time in terms of executive power. I mean, you saw this, I think, with intelligence gathering in the wake of 9/11, the 9/11 Commission's recommendations on reorganizing intelligence gathering and dissemination. I think it's fair to say at this point in time that effort of coordinating agencies has been a failure, and not for people, for lack of people trying, but because of the immense difficulties in coordinating those kinds of activities. I think they've experienced in a parallel way the same sort of thing with the spill in the Gulf. And throw in the additional complicating factor of dealing with this huge corporation whose resources are at stake here.
Yeah.
And I think you've had a recipe for confusion. I think the sense is now, particularly, and this is another fascinating aspect of this, Obama's direct involvement, him going down to the Gulf, what you hear from local officials down there is good things tend to happen when the president is down there himself, even if it appears like a dog and pony show on the surface.
It makes things happen.
Yeah.
People want to have something to demonstrate that we have made progress.
Yeah.
Glenn Thresher, he is a senior White House reporter for Politico. I know the New York Times says you should read other people every morning. You should read Glenn's stuff every single morning in Politico. You can hear this conversation. Find a link to his article. Again, very well worth your time. You can find it online. DoraBeckInsider.com, which you can find right from federalnewsradio.com. Glenn, thank you very much.
Take care.